just so appreciate it. Just for a couple of minutes, really not going to be long at all, just want to just share just a little bit of the vision that we have. I'll be honest with you, this is very much a step into the unknown in part anyway. But we have some kind of idea what we're going into, but not the full thing. Particularly in Africa, the thing that's really gripped me in my heart, and I've been going to Africa now since 1990, which is what, 30 years? Yeah. So I've been going there a while, and I've done lots of different types of things in those time. The early years were obviously very much training and learning from other people and whatever, but the thing that's really gripped me is that in Africa, the role of the prophet in the church, almost without exception, in my experience, is very much an Old Testament role and is seen as such. And the way they express it is in quite an Old Testament way. And the Lord has just really put it on my heart. As you know, we've got lots of training stuff. But as Sharon's word is, it's a new thing. So my heart is really to establish what a New Testament prophet actually looks like. And prophetic ministry throughout the church and also reaching out into the world, like in evangelism and stretching out into other, even maybe in politics or different areas of social life. And so that's very much on my heart. I know there's going to be a lot of opposition to this, because these guys, some of them have genuine giftings, but they just express it, and they don't always have the character that's necessary. Some of them are very, very gifted and earn a lot of money doing it, but they're like very isolationist and they don't equip people. And so it's very much an Old Testament style. So really our heart is to spread the kingdom, really. That's, you know, wherever we go, whether we're shopping or whether we're doing meetings or whether we're on an airplane or whatever it is, that is really our heart, is to just be the kingdom. So just pray for divine appointments and encounters. I've got used to the unexpected now, and you know, but just looking for these, and I love the adventure of that, all of that, to be honest with you. So that's kind of the main thing, and our heart is to establish eventually. This is like more of a 5-year plan, really, to have an apostolic base there where people can come. Training people, local people, but also eventually to have to be a place where we can have teams from the West coming and just facilitating training and ministry and the practical as well as the spiritual. Jane will just say a couple of things in a minute about just the practical things that we're going to be doing. You know. So that's basically our heart, is to equip the saints, but also just to do the kingdom stuff.
Yeah.
And also the second thing is, and we don't need to be in Africa to do this, but to develop an online ministry. Our dream course is pretty much ready now. Yes. We're waiting just to move, really, to launch it. So, and I believe that that's going to grow into other courses, other stuff online. You know, I think online is actually probably the way forward, you know, in many ways. So that's very much our heart. And one other thing, and this is more of a personal thing to you guys, I'm not very good at goodbyes. You probably noticed I really don't enjoy them. For me, we're going to stay affiliated here. We're going to be back. But you know, there is a difference in our sort of relationship. You know, when you move away, something happens, doesn't it? But also, friendship is true friendship. You don't get many in this life. So guys, if you have true friends, keep a hold of them. Trust me, because you just don't get many in this life.
Yeah.
We get lots of acquaintances, some of them close acquaintances, but true friends are, you know. And I wanted to really just share a scripture, which is kind of how I feel. All right, Paul puts it a lot better than I do. Okay, and it's from Philippians 1, and it says this: I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It's right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I'm in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's my heart to you guys, and I'm going to miss you, and I love you guys.
Yeah. So.
Just to share about the practical stuff.
Let these guys get on, otherwise we'll be here all day, won't we? But yeah, I just want to thank you all, really. And thank you to Andre and Grace and Faith and Micah, because I've had such a lot of fun with them in Kingdom Kids. They're not listening. But I have enjoyed being with them so much. You learn so much from being around children. The Bible says, doesn't it, you know, Kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Got to approach him like a little child. So I have just so enjoyed being with those very gifted, very wonderful kids who are not listening at all. But I love them. Yeah, so I'll be sad to leave them. And just thank you all for your words and your encouragement. And you, at times you've given us financial support for projects we've got going on out there in Africa. And yeah, just all your prayers while we've been away and everything. We're just really, really grateful. And grateful to be an ascending church.
That's right.
That actually celebrates when we're sent. So thank you very much, Andy and Sharon.
Thank you.